Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Greg's with us. Welcome, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Vincent. Wow, did you hear that? The Biden administration has the borders under control. The question is under whose control? The coyotes?
Mexico's. Mexico's and the cartels, right?
That's right.
You know,
what a blank statement.
I went to the border about 12 years ago, literally. Got in a truck and drove down to the border and stayed at a rancher's farm right on the Arizona border. And I saw the fence. I saw this fence. It was about 16 feet tall. And it had these 4-inch round pipes sunk into the ground, and they were spaced so that you couldn't, they're spaced vertically, but you couldn't wiggle through them. I mean, a person, or even a child, couldn't wiggle between the, the pipes. And they're 4 miles long. 4 miles. And then at the end of the 4 miles, there was barbed wire, the kind that we use for our cows. Now, anybody with a jacket could throw the jacket over the barbed wire and hop the fence. Or if there were two people, one person could spread the barbed wire, like the third strand from the top and the top strand, I kind of spread them, and you could just, crouch through it. Somebody with wire cutters could just cut one, two, or three, or four strands.
Or five. Yeah, I've crossed many barbed wire fences out. On hunting fences, things like this.
So here's what I'm saying, Greg. I was there. Now, I stood at the bottom of the 16-foot-high pipe fence. And standing in the middle of it, if I were lazy, I could say, you know what, that's really pretty tall. I don't feel like shimmying up that pipe and then shimmying down. I guess, you know what I'll do? I'm going to walk 2 miles to the left or 2 miles to the right. And I'll just climb over the barbed wire, which is, less than 5 feet tall. That's the border, class. That's what I saw. I was there. It really was. And I saw the Border Patrol. They had a blimp up in the air with cameras looking down, kind of like a Goodyear blimp. I saw that. Tethered to the ground so they could, kind of tow it around wherever they wanted it to go. I saw the Border Patrol vehicles riding around, running back and forth along the, we'll call it a farm road on the U.S. side, where they could travel the extent of the barbed wire and pipe fence. They were there. They were there, but there were very few of them. Very few. And this was probably not the best place to cross anyway. There are probably way better places to cross. So that's the problem. And we've got a great gal in charge of the southern border. Her name is Kamala Harris, Vice President number 2 in U.S. Power, and she's AWOL. She's going to bakeries and looking at donuts and cookies and shops that make sweet things to eat, and she has neglected her job. That's what we've got. And then, Greg, while I'm on this little rant, so the boss, Joe, has got in his sights reducing electric energy consumption. And one of the things he's got in his sights is ceiling fans. Now, we have several ceiling fans here at our farmhouse. And the reason we have them is they are the most energy efficient way we know of cooling down. So instead of using air conditioning, we use ceiling fans and have the air conditioning set at a much higher temperature, like 80 degrees, 80. So instead of bringing it down to 72 like some people like, we have it set at 80. We have a couple ceiling fans in the rooms where we are, like in the studio right now. I have one going on slow. It uses about 20 watts of electricity, 20 watts. So that means 50 hours of that ceiling fan would cost about 12 cents, 50 hours. But Joe has in his sights a way of killing about 30 manufacturers, small manufacturers of ceiling fans, with his new Inflation Reduction Act. Ceiling fans will probably cost four times what they do now. And so with his Inflation Reduction Act and the green energy transition part of that, he is going to force manufacturers to become more energy efficient. The most energy efficient thing we've got in our house is probably the ceiling fan, and he wants to destroy that. But you know, Okay, if we're going to reduce energy, let's go after streetlights. Let's shut them down. So, you know, midnight, 11 o'clock, streetlights are all off. You all better be off the streets because we're saving energy. How about this? How about getting all these cameras, these surveillance cameras that are using energy all over the United States, shutting them down, saving electricity? How about swimming pools? Yeah. How about swimming pools? You all have swimming pools? Big, like Joe, you have a swimming pool? How about these celebrities that have these mega, mega, mega mansions with these huge swimming pools? How about, like, you know, Jared and Ivanka? How about those swimming pools?
Put it this way. The data center over here, not too far from where I am, I can almost see it from here, is classified on how much water and electricity they use. But let me just tell you, the power lines that are going there are huge and thick. There's some energy reduction.
Right. So all those computers running 24/7, day and night, are using an enormous amount of energy to power the computers. A lot of that energy is going to heat, so they have to have some of those data centers have these great big ponds. And you think, isn't that nice to have a pond? That's a heat sink. That's a heat sink for the air conditioning system to dump the heat into the pond.
Well, I will say one thing. They reduced the energy over in Hawaii by not sounding the alarms, not sounding cell phone alerts, not broadcasting that there's a fire. It's just complete media silence. And were they trying to save power there, or what was the deal behind that?
Well, I am all for saving everything, okay, using less. So let's do this. Let's start with these great big swimming pools, okay, that nobody needs for their private use, okay? No, you can't. So new rule, you can't run the pool pump because a pool pump can use $2 a day in electricity. I know this for a fact. Okay?
Yeah, I want to turn them into greenhouses.
Right. How about jet planes? Nobody needs to fly. Nobody needs to fly because there was a time when we didn't have airplanes. And nobody flew back then, so we certainly don't need to fly now. How about cruise ships? Explain to me why we need cruise ships. Burning fuel, polluting the air, damaging the sea, chopping up wildlife in the oceans with propellers. Why do we need to do that? Okay. So how about private yachts? So no cruise ships, no jet planes, no swimming pools, no power boats. No power boats. There's nothing that uses more energy that I can think of that most people would do is pushing a boat through water. That uses an enormous amount of energy. How about Disney? We don't need Disney. We don't need to have these rides, you know, electric motors bring you up to the top of the hill and then let you ski down, you know, on wheels. We don't need Six Flags. We don't need elevators. Let's start there, Joe, and let's turn off the air conditioning in the White House. Lead by example. Lead by example. And your motorcade? No more motorcade. You don't get to drive around with 16 vehicles. No more. Lead by example.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of lucky because, you know, our air is dry enough I can use evaporative cooling, which is nothing more than a fan and a little pump to run some water through some paths. And also, yeah, I do remember when I was a child riding from California to Salt Lake City on Amtrak, riding a train. Yeah, we don't need all this other stuff. There are ways to get around.
Yeah, and how about senseless things like, geez, you know, I'm really hungry. I think I'd like to have a pizza. I'll just call the pizza guy, or I'll call one of those food delivery services, because a person's too lazy to cook, gets hungry in the middle of the night, should have thought about that 2 weeks ago and bought whatever he or she needed so he could make it or she could make it herself or himself. So here we have people calling, and a single vehicle hauling one pizza goes out for delivery.
Yeah, how about just storing the ingredients to make that pizza in bulk?
Right.
You know, I mean, people just aren't. I don't know. I'm just flabbergasted. Well, you know, they say we don't need food storage.
Yeah.
I guess their goal is for us to walk within 15 minutes to the grocery store and get a bag of cricket powder.
Right, and then we have the appliance companies saying, you know, our refrigerator is so good, it has a television right in the door. That's what you need. So you need to have an ice maker, you need to have a water dispenser, you need to have it connect to your smartphone, you need to have Wi-Fi from your refrigerator, your dishwasher, your stove, your washing machine, your dryer. You need to have all of these devices. Now, do they use a lot of electricity? No, but when you add them all up, across the entire country, yeah, they do. The sum of all these stupid appliances. Yep. And all these smart meters talking to all these towers, talking to all these utility companies. That uses electricity, too. So we have appliances that are running, eating while we sleep. We have appliances with these soft power switches, so the appliances are really not off. They're really on at some level, burning electricity. Whatever happened to an on-off switch that actually cuts the power? You know, kind of like in my studio right now, I have 12 switches on two power control modules that literally shut the power off. So at the end of the broadcast today, when I'm done for the week, I'm going to shut off all of these switches, and there will be no power consumed by any of the devices, not the computer, the mixer, the stereo system that plays the commercials while I'm, you know, on break, you know, over the loudspeakers in the studio, the monitors, all this, the headphone amplifier, all this stuff goes off when I'm not using it. And even if it's not the weekend, right after the broadcast at 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time, the switches go off and the power is not consumed by any of these computers or anything. There's nothing on standby. Nothing. It's disconnected.
We have a climate emergency. We've got a lack of CO2, from what I understand. We are at 0.04%. I guess when it gets to 0.3, there's no life. I have an idea. Why don't we take all these climate emergencies, these carbon-reducing people, put them on a rocket and send them to a carbon-neutral planet, the moon? Maybe they'd be happy there. I don't know.
You know, in London,
gestures on that?
In London,
carbon neutral.
in London, there's a problem with air pollution. And so what the city of London and the mayor have done, the government of London, England, has said, businesses, y'all are polluting too much, so we're going to expand our ultra-low emissions zone. The ultra low emission zone. There's a sign, green, ULEZ, zone. So you all want to go to London, it's going to be $16 a day to go into London. That's a tax. We'll talk about that.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, so in London, they've decided that pollution is a real problem. And so what they've done is they've said, we're going to reduce pollution by taxing at $16 a day people who come into London. So these would be delivery drivers. These would be customers going to the stores to shop, those kinds of things. People going into restaurants. So it's $16 a day just for the privilege of going into London. And then the shop owners have had a cow. They're all upset. So the government has decided, well, they've got a fix for this. So what they'll do is they're going to charge people $16 a day to go to London. But, you know, to reduce pollution further, if you have a truck that doesn't meet their emission standards, you can crush it. You can destroy it. If you have a gasoline or diesel van or truck, they'll give you $7,500 or so to destroy it. Or if it's just their car, you know, an older car, it's $2,500 for that.
Or if you're smart, you can pack up and get out of there.
Right. So they're gonna pay you to destroy your vehicle. Then you're gonna have a new vehicle that's absolute junk, and we see it every day. Greg, we saw a Chrysler came in here, can't put fuel in it because the plastic gas tank isn't working right, and there's a valving in the plastic gas tank, and all you have to do is replace the gas tank. It's not a big deal. Just take all the gas out of it that's in it. It takes about 10 minutes to fill up half a tank now with the tank not operating properly. It's completely plastic, and all you can do is replace the gas tank. It's real simple, and it's $1,100 for the gas tank plus labor. No kidding. You know, the windshield washer bottle on a vehicle, you know, where you put that blue or orange fluid to wash your windshield. Yeah, we see BMWs with cracked plastic bottles all the time. BMW has the patent on plastic that breaks early and often. That's my opinion. And, oh, by the way, don't believe anything I say, class, or anything that you hear at USA Prepares or anywhere else in the media. So BMW, plastic bottles crack for windshield washer fluid. It's about $200 to replace it. It used to be, in my 1968 AMX, it was a vinyl pouch with a cap, probably about $2 back then. Now we're looking at $200 to replace the bottle. Well, it's new and improved. It's got a sensor. It's got a sensor in it built in. So you place the sensor, don't have to worry about the sensor going bad, because with your $200 bottle, you get a new sensor. You know, and gas fuel pumps used to be $7.95 when I was selling auto parts in the 70s. Or if you wanted for about $4, you could rebuild your AC Delco fuel pump with a rebuilding kit, new diaphragm, and associated little parts in a little box. You could rebuild it for about $4. Now a fuel pump for a BMW, we just did one, $646. And that, well, it came with a new fuel filter, though. The fuel filter is $85. It is sophisticated. It's about 10 inches long. It looks like a round 2-inch tube. It's got two inlets, two outlets. It is very sophisticated. It looks like it's hand-welded aluminum tube. It's really, really expensive. So anybody's got a BMW, our son loves them. He loves them. They're really good for business. They just keep breaking early and often. And they're expensive. It's unbelievable what people are doing to themselves.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably used to it. It's all intentional. You really do have to wonder if this is intentional.
Greg, you know, you're probably used to an $80 fuel filter for, you know, a big rig, you know, an 18-wheeler. That might make sense. But that's like the size of a bag of what sugar used to be, like a 5-pound bag of sugar, right?
Yeah.
Well,
that's right.
Yeah.
It's like a pitcher that you drink, you know, make some pee in or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Huge. Well, this thing is, you know, it's not like that, but it is custom. I got to tell you, I was underneath a BMW convertible, a 3 Series, and I'm looking at all these cross members that have been added. I think what they... I looked at this and I said, wait a minute. These are all add-on parts. These cross braces underneath, they're just attached to the unibody. I know why these are here. Because when they took the roof off and made a convertible, somebody was looking out the side view mirror as they went through the test track, and they realized that the whole body twists because the roof for structural support is missing. So they had to add structural support underneath with these cross braces and under the hood with a cross brace from left to right. That's to keep the body from twisting. Don't buy a convertible, class. Really.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. New numbers for illegal immigrants crossing the open border into the United States are in. 117,000 people were added in August to the already millions of illegal immigrants allowed into the country due to the Biden administration's decision to keep the border open. New York City Mayor Eric Adams yesterday calls out Biden.
We need the national government to stand up. This is not a New York City issue. This is a national issue, and it must be resolved. We must expedite work visas. It's just common sense.
The White House says they have America's open borders under control. Karine Jean-Pierre.
The president has done what he can from here, from the federal government, from the White House, to put forth and manage our border in a safe and humane way to respect the dignity of every human.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Greg's with us, realwaterindependence.com, realwaterindependence.com. Greg Lesher, just a quick question. Y'all have ticks out there in Utah, and if you do, have you found a prevention so they don't hop on your skin, your clothes, that kind of thing? Do you have them out there?
I missed that. Say that one more time.
Do you have ticks, you know, those parasites that hop on your skin?
Yeah.
Do you have them out there?
Yeah.
What do you do?
What do I do to get rid of them?
Well, to keep them from jumping on you. What we do here at the farm, we let the cows run through the grass, and the ticks hop on the cows, and the ticks, you know, jump off the cows. But so it gets them out of the campground, you know, somewhat. So what do you do?
I just wear a good pair of jeans or something and a good pair of socks. I don't think I've had a tick since I was a child.
Okay. Yeah, I do that too. I tuck my
Wranglers. The only time
Wranglers.
I see the ticks are on the deer. You know, if you harvest a deer, you'll find ticks on it. And so the first thing I do when I pick that deer is I get some rubbing alcohol and I just put it all around the head and, you know, the skin that's there and it just kills them all.
Yeah.
Then I let the alcohol evaporate and skin it.
Yeah, I do the same thing. So, Class, if you have a remedy for preventing ticks from hopping on your boots, shoes, blue jeans, you know, ankles, calves, legs, I'd love to hear what it is. Instructor at usapreparers.com, INSTRUCTOR at usapreparers.com.
Oh, neem oil works really well. I do not like neem oil.
I have some. So you mix it with something and then dilute it and spray it on your
dishwashing,
clothing?
Yeah, some Dawn or Dove or whatever your favorite to emulsify it into the water. Put it in a spray bottle and just spray it on.
Okay, very good. We'll try that. I don't want to spray it on my skin, but I certainly don't mind spraying it on my shoes, boots.
Yeah, neem oil won't hurt you. It really won't.
Well, I'm thinking about the estrogenic chemicals in the detergent. You know, I don't want to raise my voice.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And grow,
straight neem oil, you can rub right on. You can rub it on your ankles, whatever, if you got a lot of tick problems. It kind of has a garlicky smell, but the ticks don't seem to like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking that maybe I should just chew garlic and keep people away. You know, Greg, I'm losing friends. I'm losing friends at a record rate. And I'll tell you why. People are sending me emails that I think are dangerous. People are sending me emails saying, you know, it's kind of like when I was at the meetups and people would say, yeah, the revolution's coming, and I'd like it to come tomorrow. And really? You want the revolution to come tomorrow? I think it's already started. It's simmering. But the last thing I want is a revolution, because there'll be shortages of everything. There'll be blood and rotting flesh everywhere. It will be a disaster. And some people, you know, with their He-Man mindset, you know, let's have it tomorrow. Let's get this thing over with. Well, it's really terrible. And when people send me emails to that effect, like... you know, what they would do. And it's just all macho locker room talk.
Okay, think about this.
It's crazy.
If you didn't hasten his coming, all flesh would be in danger of being destroyed. And who's he leaving out when he says all? Is that really what we want to start? That's right.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is I'm losing friends, Greg. Even people in class, I'm losing them. Not very many. But people are sending me emails saying, "Oh, you know, here's what we should do," and when I get those, I say, "Don't include me. Do not include me in these, you know, multiple distribution emails. I am not part of it. I'm not saying it. I do not want to be included by extension. Okay, don't send me any more emails. That's what I'm saying."
Do you pick up the sword, in other words, to join in a battle? This last battle. No matter what side you're on the wrong side. Now, I'm not saying don't defend yourself and your family, but one of the best ways to do that is to get out of Dodge. The other way is to be prepared for everything. Be prepared if a fire sweeps through, an earthquake, anything. And what I mean by that is have everything under protection from fire danger, whether you've got a root cellar to put it in, a good place to... Because, you know, this fall, I imagine the way things are going is going to be very difficult. This is going to be a hard, cold winter, I have a feeling. And a lot of people are going to be suffering. I mean, we're getting a little taste of that in Florida and in Hawaii. it's not looking good. And I won't come out and say it's nefarious, but I really feel there's a force behind what happened in Hawaii. A lot of people, including Elon Musk, are recognizing that. And they're calling for the arrests of these people. I mean, on video, I have seen the footage of what I call energy-directed weapons from up above. We know we have a jet, you know, military has the, can destroy another aircraft 20 miles away with this, melt right through it. If this is what's going on and there is no recourse for those that are involved in this, it's too late. It's too late. Preparation. Do what you can now because they want most of us gone, if not all of us.
What would the king do? I keep asking myself, what would the king do? I'm talking about a fictitious, ubiquitous king. Kings are everywhere. There's a king of your town. There's a king of your county. There's a king of your state. There's a king of the country. Countries all over the world. These are the politicians. What would they do? What would they do? Well, they want to stay in power. They become addicted to money, power, and control. They're addicted to telling people what to do and pushing them around. So they want to stay there. So what would they do to stay there? Well, whatever they have to do to stay there. You know, the queen has been known to say, it's reported that she said, defend the monarchy at all costs. What that really means is defend her family's position so that they can stay in the castles and the manor houses and have all the property and all of the wealth, and they don't want to give it up. So that's what the king would do. The king would do everything to protect that position. And that's how wars get started. Because the kings don't want to lose their position of power. That being said, look at taxes. Look at eBay. eBay is now taxing every single purchase. It used to be that if you bought something, if you live in Missouri and you bought something from New York State, or Oregon, or Texas, or anywhere else, you didn't pay tax because the transaction was an out-of-state transaction. Now, the IRS has said to eBay, all right, y'all are going to collect taxes for all this. You know, all the states have joined in. So now we all pay taxes.
You know what?
Purchases.
IRS, I have something
to say. Last year, we're not taxed.
Pay up. On the notes that you're handing us. So that we've actually been paid and can pay taxes. Quit accepting us from IOUs. We're paying a theft on IOUs. I don't think this is right. I know it's not right. They're not truthful. We quit using the term money because I personally have a little bit in storage, but it's a little heavy because they're an ounce a piece just for a dollar. Just stop using that term money and start using the term Federal Reserve IOUs. Don't even call them notes because
Greg,
we're in a society that doesn't even understand what a note is. They say a note is money. There's something mentally wrong there. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. You bring up a very interesting point. So it used to be, when I was a child, I could use a dime, 10 cents, a quarter, 25 cents, a half dollar, 50 cents, or a dollar, and they were metal, and they were about over 70% silver content. It was real money. Silver.
Money.
And pennies were
nowhere
covered.
Was a note printed on it.
Well,
nowhere was a note printed on it.
Right. It was the real deal. Then the government said, you know what, silver, we can't be doing that anymore. So they made these new sandwich alloy tokens to replace the dimes and the quarters. and the half dollars. And silver dollars have disappeared. So,
and a penny was made out of copper. Yeah, a penny was made out of copper.
Right.
Not zinc.
Now they look like they're made out of copper. They're zinc. They're copper-clad zinc. So what the federal government has done is they've stolen our money and replaced it with tokens, because the value of the copper in a penny is more than a penny. So they withdrew the copper out of the pennies. So you used to be able to have precious and semi-precious metals in your house, and you could own them and keep them. You could earn it, and then you could store it. Now, we don't have in circulation to be used as money silver. We don't have it. And gold used to be in circulation. There used to be a $20 gold piece, believe it or not. And people used to buy things with them. Really?
If you're nobody not preparing, you might as well just go ahead and prepare for your 15-minute city. Go ahead and give up your vehicles, because that's where you're going to end up if you're not prepared. Because when you're starving to death, I think you will eat crickets.
And you know what's great about the 15-minute cities? You won't have to pay the $16 to go in and get out. You just stay there, like in London. Just stay there.
Oh, that's right.
You don't have to pay $16 a day to go in and get out.
No, but you will. If you try and save anything, it will expire, so you better use it, is what they're saying, because this CBDC has an expiry date. It's not like a note that doesn't have an expiration date. The notes that we've been using don't have an expiration date, and I would say the IRS and the federal government owes us a lot of money. We are holding the notes that they are issuing and allowing to be issued without recourse of coming due on those notes. How do you know that note's yours? Because it doesn't have anybody's name on it. It's the holder of the note that is owed that United States dollar. What, we got to wake up, people.
Greg, it's
almost too late. It is too late, almost. I don't know what else to say about that.
Greg, do you see any light at the end of this tunnel other than an oncoming train? I don't.
No, I see.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Greg, what seems to be happening, as far as I can tell, is restrictions are becoming more and more oppressive. Rules are becoming more oppressive.
Vincent, let's do the math.
Yeah.
Let's take life's calculator here.
Mm-hmm.
The food chain is under attack. Energy is under attack. Everything that supports life is under attack. What's the equation? Loss of life.
Yeah.
And then we read in the news about these
McMansions that the ACTRI are building for themselves. And, I mean, the Trump family, it's just unbelievable. The Kardashians, there are people who would love to have jobs. We've sent the jobs to Mexico. We've sent the jobs to China. Bill Clinton was a big player in sending jobs elsewhere.
I've got a little surprise for the Kardashians and all these people that are doing this. People know what you're doing and where you're doing it. And when people start starving to death, guess where they're going to be? I don't think they'll be trying to hide themselves in these mansions. They won't be safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
When people realize what's been done to them and by whom, it's not going to work out so well. I don't know who promised them success by what they're doing, but I mean, maybe it's the father of all lies.
This is interesting. People have done what they always have done. They go where they think the food is. That's what they've always done. So if they think that the wealthy have food, that's where they go.
Yeah.
And these people who flaunt their wealth, it's despicable. Nobody needs to have
too.
An Olympic-sized swimming pool. Nobody needs to have three private jets. Nobody.
Think about this, too. A bunker usually has an air hole, where they, and I heard the term just, somebody's going to be putting gasoline down that air hole and igniting it.
Well,
the only place they're going to be safe is on the moon, because what they're doing to us it's going to turn on them. They just don't see it yet. They're not smart enough. You'd have to be stupid to want to destroy all society and think that you're going to survive. You would literally have to be a psychopathic lunatic to believe this. Am I calling a lot of people psychopathic and lunatic? You bet I am.
We are not advocating any kind of violence. We're not advocating pouring gasoline down.
No, absolutely not.
However, if you watch the documentaries about Adolf Hitler's bunker, there's an air vent. And when people were trying to get to Adolf Hitler in his bunker in Berlin, they were looking at that air vent. As a matter of fact, they had guards around the air vent so that nobody would do such a thing as drop something down the air vent. So, and that's what the Nazis did to people in concentration camps. They put them in a closed room and they turned on the gas through the shower heads, okay, which is the equivalent of dropping something through the air vent. That's what they did, and they killed them with Zyklon B. And Zyklon B was manufactured by a company called IG Farben, which has a new name, as reported on the internet, Bayer. You know, the baby aspirin people, those guys?
There is no good end for genocide. And for those that cause it as well. It's a lose battle.
And just look at Ukraine and you look at what Russia's doing. I mean, they're blowing up the planet. And who's aiding and abetting? We are. We're sending them the destructive tools to blow up that part of the planet. It is insanity.
We're giving the survivors $200,000 apiece, yet Biden's given the survivors of the Hawaii fire $700 one-time payment. Has he seen what the price of the hotel is in Hawaii or what the price of food is? Are you kidding? What are we dealing with here, people? We are the laughingstock of the world.
The universe. I think the aliens are laughing at us. They're saying, you know, ants don't even go across the dirt to attack other anthills. They don't do that. But we do.
They're just sitting back saying, watch them destroy themselves, because that's what they're doing.
Right. And if you wonder why we don't have aliens walking among us, well, some people believe we do, but who would want to walk among us? Who'd want to do that? Be proud
prepare,
to
prepare,
know
prepare.
Us.
Prepare.
Washington,
keep your
D.C.
family
is
alive.
Washington,
yeah,
D.C. is a
cesspool.
Safe. That's right. That's all you can do, class. Get out of Dodge. Protect your family and your close friends. And make sure they're loyal, and make sure they're not infiltrators, and work with just those people. And that's it, period.
Amen. Amen.
Craig, thank you so much for being with us. See you next week, same time, same station. Coming up next, Bert in California.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.